USA Radio News with Wendy King.
For the second time in nearly 48 hours, extreme weather is putting millions in danger in the South. Christian Bridges posted this video from Mississippi.
This is crazy. This is like a hurricane. Look at the debris flying up the roof.
At least 15 tornadoes have been reported across four southern states. Nashville, Tennessee is dealing with major flooding. The city's metro area has seen at least 7 inches of rain in the last 2 days. At the Vatican,
in nome del Padre, del Figlio, dello Spirito Santo.
Pope Francis celebrating Palm Sunday Mass. But for a second year in a row, St. Peter's Square is empty. Two more tugboats are en route to the Suez Canal, where work continues to try and free the massive cargo ship that's been stuck since Tuesday. It's blocking traffic through the canal that's crucial to world trade. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
In retaliation for American sanctions against China for its human rights abuses, Beijing has targeted two members of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom with similar penalties. USA's John Clemens reports.
The U.S. sanctions were against China for its human rights abuses of ethnic religious minorities. Now the Chinese Foreign Ministry has announced that Gail Manchin, chair of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, and Tony Perkins, vice chair of the U.S. CIRF, is among those under the sanctions. The Chinese sanctions prohibit the Americans from traveling to mainland China, Hong Kong, or Macau. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has been leading a global effort for demanding an end to China's abuses against the Uyghurs. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
One senator is speaking out on the new infrastructure bill in the works. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has more.
President Biden will travel to Pittsburgh on Tuesday, where he's expected to unveil his infrastructure proposal that could have a price tag as high as $4 trillion. Senator Roger Marshall says he's all for an infrastructure bill. But the Kansas Republican tells Fox News that there needs to be a better way to pay for it than to borrow more money.
We've already borrowed $8 trillion from our grandchildren over the past couple of years. This is pretty scary. This last $2 trillion we just borrowed, I would have loved to spend that on infrastructure. But remember, the bill they're talking about is not an infrastructure bill. The Democrats, they should call this the grab your wallet bill, or this is going to be the raise your taxes bill.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
CBS has announced that Sharon Osbourne will no longer be a panelist on the TV show The Talk. The show has been on hiatus for the past 2 weeks as CBS worked with The Talk to create a more harmonious atmosphere. Osbourne is the last original co-host of the show. She posted an apology on Twitter after her March 10th interaction with Cheryl Underwood, during which Osbourne defended her friend Piers Morgan's right to criticize Prince Harry and Meghan Markle about being mistreated by the British royal family. Several other people also came forward to accuse Osbourne of making culturally insensitive remarks. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.